Chapter 4 Memories of School Days. Many memories were awakened one day when I opened my copy of White's Natural History of Selborne and read the following inscription. Stockwell School, Colchester. Adjudged to Master C. Spurgeon as the first-class English prize at the half-yearly examination, December 11th, 1844, T.W. David's Examiner. After I had once succeeded in gaining my position at the top of the class, I was careful to retain it, except at one particular period, when I made up my mind to get right down to the bottom. My teacher could not understand my unusual stupidity, until it suddenly occurred to him that I had purposely worked my way from the head of the class, which was opposite a draughty door, down to the foot, which was next to the stove. He therefore reversed the position of the scholars, and it was not long before I had again climbed to the place of honour, where I had also the enjoyment of the heat from the fire. I was about the age of 14 when I was sent to a Church of England school, now called St. Augustine's College, Maidstone. We had three clergymen who came by turns to teach us their doctrines, but somehow or other the pupils did not seem to get on much, for when one of them was asked by a clergyman how many sacraments there were, he said, 7, and when that was denied, he said, "Oh, sir, there is one that they take up at the halter," upon which I could not help saying, "That's hanging, I should think," which suggestion made even the reverend gentleman smile, although, of course, I was bidden not to be so rude as to interrupt again. I'm sure many of the sons of the gentry in that establishment were more ignorant of Scripture than the boys in some of our ragged schools. One of the clergy was, I believe, a good man, and it is to him I owe that ray of light which sufficed to show me believer's baptism. I was usually at the head of a class, and on one occasion, when the Church of England catechism was to be repeated, something like the following conversation took place. Clergyman, what is your name?
Spurgeon.
Spurgeon, sir.
No, no, what is your name?
Charles Spurgeon, sir.
No, you should not behave so, for you know I only want your Christian name.
If you please, sir, I am afraid I haven't got one.
Why, how is that?